Abno Adams, this is Day to Day. When the presidential candidates appear for their debate in St. Louis tonight, they could well face a question about a domestic issue on many people's minds, unemployment. The Labor Department says today the economy created 96,000 jobs last month, far fewer than most economists were expecting. The unemployment rate held steady at 5.4%. Tess Figlin joins us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about this. Hi, Tess.
Happy Friday, Noah.
Thank you. What kind of job creation did the experts, we said 96,000, what kind of creation did the experts want to see, and what does the figure say about the way the economy is running?
Well, most economists wanted to see something more along the lines of 150,000 jobs created in September instead of 96,000. And also, the government revised the August numbers downwards. So certainly the trend the last few months has not been good. In fact, it's been quite a bit below how job creation was going in the first 4 or 5 months of the year. And the experts have really been saying that in order to have a full jobs recovery, to absorb all the new people coming into the workforce and get jobs for those who've lost them the last couple of years, you need to see the monthly creation of 250,000 jobs. And we're obviously nowhere near that.
Well, so we should ask this then. There's been a lot of talk, as you know, the last several months about whether this would be the first administration since Herbert Hoover was in the White House that there would be a net job loss. Is that the case?
It is. The Bush administration will be the first since Hoover to experience a net job loss. But there's really more to it. I spoke with economist Jared Bernstein at the Economic Policy Institute, and he says, you know, yeah, you've got the political theater of this Hoover reference, but the lack of a true jobs recovery is unusual.
In every past recovery, starting back with the Great Depression, by this point, we had regained the jobs we'd lost in the recession. But the jobless recovery, which I think is solidly behind us, it was so long and so persistent and so deep that we remain over 900,000 jobs below where we were in March 2001 when the recession began. That's unprecedented, and that's a measure of just how deep our jobs deficit is.
And, of course, as you mentioned, we're probably going to hear a lot about that in tonight's debate, some different spin from both sides of this issue.
Tess, we've been updating the Martha Stewart story as it's continuing, and today she's reporting for jail in Marlinton, West Virginia.
Yes, actually, she reported at 6:15 Eastern Time this morning on her website. She said to her supporters that with their good wishes in her heart, she's looking forward to being back at work in March. That will be the end of the jail time part of her sentence, 5 months. Then she also has to serve 5 months of house arrest. But remember, she is still appealing her conviction. In fact, her lawyers were back in court yesterday, but she did decide last month to go ahead and serve the time to get it over with. And Noah, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, it is Friday. Time for a look back at the week on Wall Street.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and about business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.